and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland is back home after meeting with Kilmar Abrego-Garcia in El Salvador.
He was handcuffed, shackled, and put on a plane along with some others where they couldn't see out of the windows. There was no way to see where they were going in the plane.
Van Hollen also says Abrego-Garcia has been transferred from the notorious CECOP prison to another facility. The White House criticizes the senator's trip. In Tallahassee, hundreds have attended a vigil honoring the two people killed and six wounded in yesterday's shooting on the Florida State University campus. School President Richard McCullough.
It's the kind of tragedy that shouldn't happen. Not here. Not anywhere.
A federal judge puts on hold President Trump's attempt to fire nearly everyone at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, saying she's deeply concerned about the plan. CBS's Jake Rosen.
She scheduled a hearing for later this month to hear testimony from officials who, for now, have filed anonymously who worked on the reduction of force.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you live in or own a business in Stevens Point, the police department is asking that you be on alert for a scam that fraudulently claims to be from city departments. Fake invoices that seem to be coming from departments such as the Planning and Zoning Commission ask that you send payment by wire transfer. The invoices request payment for services such as inspections and application reviews. The City of Stevens Point will never ask for payment by wire transfer. All official city correspondence will come from an email that ends in @stevenspoint.com or other verified government domain. Also, an official phone number will always be included in any communication. The Stevens Point Police Department is calling this a more sophisticated scam that appears credible. If you receive any questionable correspondence claiming to be from the city, feel free to contact City Hall directly to verify the request. Report any suspicious invoices or communications directly to the police to help protect yourself and the community. Easter is this Sunday. If you're coloring and hiding Easter eggs, you may feel like you have to take out a loan. Joanne Krulatz has more on egg prices and Easter celebrations.
The internet has offered up a host of alternatives as egg prices continue to be stubbornly high. Influencers are dyeing everything from marshmallows to potatoes. There has been a lot of interest from price-conscious parents as U.S. egg prices increased again last month to reach a new record high of $6.23 per dozen. Relief could be coming. There is evidence that prices are falling and grocery stores may start offering discounts to get shoppers in the door. But even with that, egg prices are higher than ever. That has the idea of coloring potatoes or rocks, which first made the rounds after a 2023 price spike, making a resurgence.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Is it game time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny and a high in the mid-50s for Saturday. Increasing clouds Sunday, showers developing, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Showers continue Sunday night and linger on into Monday morning. Right now it's 53.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news. And Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Listen, if you're playing pickleball, you wear a cup during pickleball? You ever take one of the seeds?
I have not worn a cup. Yes to the second question. And then you're wishing you had. But yeah, you got to watch out, man. You got to have fast hands. Especially when you're standing at the kitchen line.
Yeah. Right. You're up there.
Washing your water bottles.
We were just talking about wiffle ball. And they put tape on the wiffle balls when we would fast pitch them.
Yeah.
I took one right in the cheek, and they're coming in at 90 miles an hour.
Oh, dude, I wear glasses. I wear protective glasses.
I
got to be able to see for my job, man. I'm not taking a wiffle ball off the face and no thanks. I'm good.
You can't show up doing the news with a big shiner.
Big black eye, yeah.
Leon from Oshkosh in the last hour, that's the 920. He says, enter Sandman by Motorhead. That's the one used by the Sandman in ECW, which is wrestling. And when Rich LoCascio is on next week, we'll ask him about that. Because I think I need some intro music, too, for my wrestling character.
There we go.
I could see being a wrestler.
Could you see that?
Yeah.
I could see me losing. I mean, but
he's still stepping in the ring. That's all that matters.
Here's the thing about fighting. You can always get a lucky shot in. You never know.
Yeah.
It's anybody's game. So
quick little elbow and it's a whole different situation.
Not with me in wrestling, though. All right. Folks, our question of the night is, what is your favorite sports-related song? We've heard We Are the Champions, We Will Rock You, Glory Days. We've got the Sandman, Jump Around is another big one. Conrad's favorite was Banging the Drum.
Yep.
Back Home Again in Indiana.
What's that one?
They sing it before the Indy 500 every year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is next month. Very excited. And it is the year after COVID when fans weren't allowed in the stands.
Right.
I think I almost cried during Back Home Again in Indiana when I was.
When you first heard it
again?
When
I was back there again. Oh, yeah. I was like fighting back the tears.
That's awesome.
It's my favorite day of the year. So, yeah, that's a good one.
So that's a new one. We haven't heard that
there
one
you
yet. That's
you probably a great won't one. Hear that one again from anybody
no,
else.
But
so.
Listen, any sport, too. I mean, there are no rules to anytime we do our question of the night. But that's great. Okay, so share your favorite sports-related song. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. She's got two great artists, too. I heard both the songs. Well, one is a song. The other one's like a half a song.
Yeah, both great.
Both outstanding, and Terry is so much fun to talk to. So right now, we are in the throes of another fun segment here with our guest, Emerson Lehman.
I need, what, four more to be perfect?
You need, you're 6 for 6, right, Conrad? Yeah, 6 for 6.
Yep.
And you got no more bell, though. I think we moved past the bell, right? We're in the big leagues now.
Okay.
Give us the
Conrad looked disappointed about that.
He hasn't had to do the, which is obnoxious. Oh, that's not too bad because you turned it down last night. Yeah. My ears are bleeding. All right. So Emerson Lehman, we're going to finish the quiz. He's got four more questions. He's 6 for 6 in our Nightlight Pickleball quiz. Here's number 7. Who is currently ranked number 1 in men's singles in the PPA? Do you need to hear the options?
I'm going to need the options
okay,
for this one.
you're going to get this so easily. A, Con the Brute Krieger. D, Federico Strexrud.
Strexrud. Yeah, Strexrud. I'm pretty sure that's the answer, but well, I want to hear the other ones.
All right. C, Pete the Snail Schwabba. Or D, Zane Ford.
I'm still going to go Federico.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like how Conrad gave himself a cool nickname, The Brute? The Brute. This is like the last time I asked him to do one of these.
I feel bad. I made Conrad do extra work on a Friday, but.
No, that's all right. We like our quizzes. Number 8, what is pickleball played to? A, 21, B, 7, C, 50, dear God, or D, 11?
That would be a lot. 50 would be a lot.
Would be a lot.
I didn't even answer Conrad.
11. You're going to get
11.
He got that one right. 8 for 8, crushing it. Number 9, what was the original purpose of pickleball? A, another addition to 4 school sports. B, tennis is a big game, so they cut it in half.
Fair. Honestly, fair.
You have to at least make it sound like it's from our actual rule, Conrad. C, summer activity for kids. Or D, a game so adults can drink and play.
It was the the founders of it, they wanted to keep their kids busy. So yeah. I'm going to say it was the kids' answer, C.
Yeah, you can't. You got to keep kids busy. They can't sell drugs all day. You got to have another outlet.
You want to give them better, more positive outlets in the
correct
world. Yes.
All right. So 9 for 9, buddy.
I feel proud. I shouldn't though, because some of these ones have been gimmies. Thank you, Conrad. I appreciate that.
Welcome.
But let's see. Let's get number 10.
I have a feeling you're going to get this one. Number 10. Where was pickleball invented? Was it A, Keewaskum, Wisconsin?
I wish.
B, Bainbridge Island, Washington.
That one. Feel free, Conrad. Anytime.
I wanted the other answers, too.
What are the other ones?
Powder. C, Bushwood Country Club.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir.
And D, Gotham, Wisconsin. Is that a town?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Washington gets Bainbridge. That one. I want to go out there. I want to see the island. Like, they have the like original court.
With, do
like,
they?
A sign there. Yeah. I want to go out there. That's on the bucket list.
It's like a statue of Tommy Bainbridge looking over the pickleball court, like
with a paddle in hand, ready to go. Yeah.
Wooden paddle, old school. All right. Do we have a parting gift? We got to get some gifts.
There's some water in the fridge.
Did we already blow through?
I love hydration. Huge hydration guy.
You're a big fan.
We got a lot of pens too.
We got pens. That's true. This is awesome, dude. You crushed our pickleball quiz. 10 for 10.
10 for 10.
Yeah. And we didn't know like what level, like, cause you're a good pickleball player, but that doesn't mean you,
that does not mean you know what's going
on. I like to watch
on
football. I don't know. Sometimes the rules. I'm no, like, what?
I was a little, because you're coming in, people expect, you know, you better go 10 out of 10.
Right.
I was kind of set up for failure there. If you get 10 out of 10, good. You should have. If you didn't.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
But you jumped in feet first. So it was great. So like, if that's something you didn't score perfectly on, would your colleagues at WBAY have given you a hard time?
My pickleball friends would have definitely given me a hard time, because I know quite a few of them are listening in right now.
Okay.
I had people send me a picture of you on their TV screen. Shout out Tanya Valenta. They're watching Nightlight up in Marinette right now. So the hometown representing.
Represent my homies. So we've got a text from PJ who says, so pickleball can be a brutal sport. Note taken.
Yeah, PJ.
But you don't want to scare people away.
No.
Right?
Come hang out. Very welcoming.
Al from Madison says, what was the answer to how did pickleball get its name? I missed it. That was
the dog, right?
Yeah, Pickles? Well, there's two schools of thought there.
Yeah,
so.
We'll go with Conrad's, though. I don't want to
guy named
step
sport
on Conrad's
after
quiz
his dog Pickles.
Yeah.
So he called it pickleball, which makes, let's be honest, no sense at all.
Bet it was a great dog, but probably, it's probably a golden retriever.
True. He did his dog proud.
Yeah. Pickles lives on.
Oh, Conrad, what's that? How do we say that name again? This is Lilerv. I'm sorry, texter. Lilerv on the stream says, Queen, we are the champions. Were you looking out the window like you thought I was talking about someone passing by? Or all right. No. Emerson Lehman is here, folks. He is one of the hosts of the WBAY morning show here in Green Bay. He does great work. You've worked in Milwaukee before that. You're a staple in the community now, and this is pretty cool. You've got this new segment that you do that you took over, Small Towns with Emerson Lehman. What's coming up on that?
Yeah, really been enjoying that. It's been quite the journey after taking over in January. Got to meet some really incredible people, share some cool stories so far. Coming up, so this coming week, draft week, so going to be showcasing. Actually, staying right here in Green Bay. Usually, we haven't done a small town's Green Bay, but you know, compared to a lot of other cities in the nation, Green Bay is pretty small. So, going to be highlighting the Automobile Gallery, the Bart Starr MVP car that's on display there for folks that can go check it out during the draft. That's really a really neat piece of NFL history, Packers history. So, really cool to share that. We actually did a story on the Marinette Pickleball Tournament. The people who run it, Brian and Kim. So we had the TV crew out there before you showed up on Saturday.
Okay.
And so that's going to be airing May 1st, I believe. That's the Thursday that week. So the week after the draft, really looking forward to sharing that one. And yeah, just some really cool stories coming up this summer too that I'm really excited to share. But it's so fun for me being from a small town to be able to go out to all these other communities and just seeing the passion and the pride that they have in the different events, the different people, the different nonprofits that make up these communities and make them so special, to be able to shine a spotlight on that and let, you know, tens of thousands of people get to learn about it and hopefully bring more awareness to it. That's a pretty big privilege. So I enjoy it.
Where are you at now? You're from a small town, like you just said, Kewaskum, and you've lived in bigger cities now. Is that something like, are you ever going back to the small town, or are you kind of like, I like the vibe in the city? We're, you know, you're still a young guy. Yeah. You got tons of time to figure it out.
Yeah. But I'm very much a go with the flow kind of thing. Okay. I really enjoyed living in Wausau. That was my first job out of college. And that's it's a growing community, but smaller than Green Bay or Milwaukee. I went to Milwaukee, lived in the city, and absolutely loved that. Really enjoyed being here in Green Bay and kind of the change in pace it is here. Right. So I just, you know, go with the flow, see what kind of opportunities are presented to me. And I'm never one to not at least explore an opportunity or hear things out.
Yeah.
But I love being here in Green Bay. I've really, really enjoyed living here more than I was expecting to. So this is a really cool city. I recommend it to a lot of people. I try and get friends to come and visit. So I see myself being here for a while.
And you live only an hour from Marinette, which you probably didn't anticipate.
Even
that would be
better. Yeah. I don't have to drive 3 hours to play one tournament and drive back again. So that's great.
So what's going on with the draft? How does that affect your job?
So
what are your
excited
thoughts
for
on the
draft, man. I'm so pumped. So we're actually going to be live out at the Great North Commons next week, Amplified by Bell and Health Studio at the Great North Commons.
Sweet.
We're going to be broadcasting our morning show live out there, weather permitting, but we've got some contingencies in place, hopefully. So Monday through Friday of next week, my co-anchor Tammy Elliott and I will be out there. We're going to have some live guests coming on, just getting Green Bay excited, right? Draft week's here. It's 6 days, 5.5 days away now.
Right.
We're pumped, man. It's going to be the biggest event this city has ever seen. I was in Detroit last year, and I don't think people understand how huge this is. Like, it is going to be just remarkable, the experience for people. I mean, my family's coming up next weekend to come experience it. It'll be fun to have some of them in town, go hang out with some friends out there too. But it's going to be a very busy, busy work week, but it's going to be a fun work week. So really, really excited for that. People should definitely tune into Action 2 News this morning and Action 2 News throughout the draft, because we'll have our evening team out there too. There's just going to be a lot of really cool coverage.
That sounds like a blast. That's like one of those events too. You're excited probably more than things sometimes.
Yeah, I'm already excited for work on Monday morning. Yeah. Like, let's get this rolling, man. It's going to be great.
All right, Emerson is here. Can we keep you for another segment?
Absolutely.
You want to take another quiz?
I'm ready for it. Let's go.
Coming
up next. Can't promise it'll be perfect again.
He's going to take our quiz called This Just In or This Just In, where he has to decide if it's a real news story or a fake. That's coming up next with our pal Emerson here on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sky
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Get a sneak peek at the 2025 Wisconsin football team. Join us April 19th for Wisconsin Football Spring Showcase presented by UW Credit Union. The day kicks off with the Coles Kids Combine, followed by Badgers open practice at noon, featuring new faces like quarterback Billy Edwards Jr. and offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes. After practice, head to the field for photos with Badgers student-athletes. Tickets are $5 and free for football season ticket holders, UW students, and kids under 12. Claim your tickets for the Wisconsin Football Spring Showcase at uwbadgers.com.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Saturday, April 19th at 10 a.m., the Grand Rapids Volunteer Fire Department Easter Egg Hunt at Mid-State Technical College, 532nd Street, North Wisconsin Rapids. Starts at 10 a.m. Get there early. The Easter Egg Hunt is sponsored by area merchants. Emergency vehicles will be on display from the Grand Rapids Fire Department, United Emergency Medical Response, Grand Rapids Police Department, and Wood County Sheriff's Department for ages 10 and under, weather permitting. Saturday, April 19th, Nakusa Easter Egg Hunts at 416 Crestview Lane. All egg hunts are free. The Easter Bunny, face painting, lunch, $3 for a hot dog, chips, and a drink. One big prize per age group. Easter Egg Hunt, Saturday, April 19th at 9 a.m. at Vesper Recreational Park. There will be prizes, hot chocolate and coffee, raffle baskets, and the Wood County Sheriff's Department and Vesper Volunteer Fire Department will also be in attendance. We will have a cash raffle available for purchase. Please, no dogs. Easter Egg Hunt, Saturday, April 19th in Rudolph. The Village Easter Egg Hunt will be held in the Rudolph Village Park at 10 a.m. This event is sponsored by the Lions Club.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Honey, you are my shining star. Don't you go away.
Oh, just talking about Dan Schaefer, and he is going to come on the show probably in the next few weeks, and we're going to have a little Wire discussion about the show, The Wire, and that will be fun. And I highly recommend that show.
I need to watch it. I've heard that from a few people now.
It's great. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Welcome back. Emerson Lehman is here. We've got Emerson for a few more, or you can stay the whole time if you want. I don't know if you have plans. You're kind of a man about town, so yeah. We don't have no pressure. But
we'll get through this next quiz.
We won't kick you out. We've got 7 more quizzes for Emerson tonight, folks. So
7 more quizzes?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. We have.
I thought I graduated. Yeah, I barely graduated, but I graduated.
I thought it's a sleeping bag. All right, this is a game we came up with, and we'll send you out on a high note, because I think at the very least, this will be fun.
Yeah, I like that.
It's called This Just In, or This Just In.
Did you write both of those in the title, like, This Just In question mark?
Like,
or
like this.
You did? Okay, like perfect.
Question
yeah.
mark.
That's
so
great.
Is this a news story, or real news story, or fictitious? All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right. Emerson Lehman, this is the first, we're making radio history. We've never given a quiz to the same person twice.
Twice in one show.
It seems like every night we make history. All right, so number one. Baseball player Bryce Harper recently used a blue bat as a gender reveal tactic. This just in?
So this just in is the real,
yeah.
This just in.
Nice! Yeah. One for one. This is really emasculating. He's 11 for 11 tonight. All right. Number two, the Food and Drug Administration is planning to end its routine safety inspections. This just in or this just in?
This just in? Question mark.
Well, that is true, sadly. He finally got one wrong.
So, okay. Well, oops.
They might outsource it to state and local officials, so... But yeah, that is.
So it's not really ending. They're outsourcing. Okay, yeah.
The Food and Drug Administration
yes, yes,
is.
Yes. You know, I won't hit you with the tech. Okay.
It's fine. You want a challenge?
No, we're good. It's good. I got to be better.
All right. Number three, Emerson Lehman got his first one wrong all night. He's crushing these quizzes. School children in Canada yesterday had a red, white, and blue water balloon fight at the end of the day in an effort to get the attention of their American schoolyard counterparts as a show of unity. This just in. This just in.
I feel like it's way too cold right now in Canada to be having a water balloon fight. This just in?
That is correct.
All right. All
right. Here we go. Actually, I wrote that question. I'm like, God, it is kind of cold.
That's what I'm using. Context clues.
Yes. That's bad. All right. So you got that one too. All right. 2 for 3 so far. Oh, I'm upset with myself.
That's all right.
Number four. Russian President Vladimir Putin recently revealed that part of the reason he is in such good shape despite his age is due to pickleball.
This just in.
And 3 jazzercise classes a week. This just in or this just in?
This just in?
Correct.
All right.
I couldn't sell you on that. I
could, if you would have said anything but pickleball, yeah. I might have contemplated a little bit, but
take a memo.
You're playing to your audience. I appreciate that.
Okay, right. All right, so that one, so he's 3 for 4, right?
Yeah.
I'm still mad about that second one, but that's fine, that's fine.
Number five, a helicopter flying over Warden Park in Detroit dropped hundreds of marshmallows to waiting children below who scooped them up eagerly. This just in or this just in?
I feel like that's weird enough that it would be real, so this just in.
Very
marshmallows are
done.
The new Easter egg this year.
Well, here's why I thought that was so crazy, but apparently my line was, don't worry, folks, the marshmallows weren't for eating. They were just to be collected, and then they exchanged them for a prize.
Okay. Which, we could take those home and dye them, right?
Probably a sanitary marshmallow that they could eat. Yeah.
Oh, well.
So that's good. All right. So, wow. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. We got three more.
Here we go.
I think we can do this. Let's LFG. Easter is a holiday celebrated by Christians all over the world, but it was recently revealed that the actual name Easter belonged to an early East Coast pilgrim practitioner named John David Easter. This just in? This just in.
This just in.
No.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah,
got
it
wrong.
Yeah.
I think you got it right.
Easter's named after a guy named John David Easter.
That's the Kewaskum Brotherhood right there. That's the respect.
I say he's right, and I don't care if he is or not.
No, that one was fake.
All right. That's fair.
You could buy that. John David Easter. That sounds like
easily,
a pilgrim name,
easily.
Right?
And you sold that very well, the way you read it, too.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, that was good.
Appreciate that. Now I feel a little better.
Good.
All right. Number...
Here to gas you up.
Number seven. It's 5 for 6, correct?
Yeah. No.
Five for seven?
5 for 7, yeah. Well, we're on number 7.
Then 4 for 6.
4 for 6. I'm sorry. Okay. Number 7. Former pseudo rapper Robert Van Winkle, also known as Vanilla Ice, is now in a sales position at a Relax the Back store in Detroit. This just in or this just in?
I hope it's this just in. I really do.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
It's this just in?
I can see Ice Baby making
selling
it in the
chairs?
Business world. Yeah. Got to make it work, man.
He just kind of saunters and does his moves around
I'd
the
store.
I'd
buy a chair from him.
I would, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That could be successful.
And as much of a laughingstock as he was back in the day, like, that song is sampled so much.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool.
He's got to be just, yeah, he's making plenty of money.
I would think.
Off of
although he sampled it from Under Pressure. So
true.
It's not like it's an original piece. All right. Number 8. Final question for our pal Emerson Lehman. A court in the UK recently found 6 men guilty of stealing a gold toilet. This just in?
This just in.
This just in. That is correct.
And on a high note.
In a related story, one of Donald Trump's toilets is missing. All right. Hey, great job.
Hey, we ended it on a positive.
I think so, too.
Always a pleasure being here, and really appreciate you guys.
This is fun. Good luck with Small Towns. With
Thank
Emerson
you very
Lehman.
Much.
You're
appreciate that.
Crush the draft. Crush it tomorrow at pickleball. I'm kind of in awe of you. I'm going to be honest.
It's always a pleasure, right. My friend. Always a blast.
Emerson Lehman, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back after the news, we'll read more of your texts about what your favorite sports-related song is, and then we will have Terry Barr here for Bar Band Friday Night. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A new ruling today from the Wisconsin Supreme Court dealing with the unique powers given to our governors and their decision should support school funding for hundreds of years. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
When he was signing the state budget, Governor Tony Evers used his veto powers to lock in school funding for the next 400 years. And now the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that was legal. Wisconsin is the only state where the governor has line item veto powers, meaning a governor can just cross out words or punctuation or numbers or parts of a bill and change its meaning. The court was split along party lines. Soon-to-be Chief Justice Jill Karofsky wrote that this move was within the bounds of the Wisconsin Constitution. Meanwhile, Justice Brian Hagedorn said the state constitution does not allow for this power. Historically, it's been used by both Republicans and Democrats. The governor's veto means that school funding will increase $325 per pupil per year until 2425.
The Trump administration's 2026 budget passback plan that's currently under consideration eliminates NOAA's Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Office and its 10 research laboratories and 16 affiliate cooperative institutes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Nate Bargatze's star continues to rise. The comedian is selling out theaters and has multiple TV and film projects in the pipeline. As it turns out, he wasn't busy enough, so he will host the 77th Emmy Awards broadcast. Bargatze calls the gig a huge honor to host such an iconic awards show and added that he is beyond excited to work with CBS to create a night that can be enjoyed by families around the world. You might not have heard Amanda Bynes' name in a while, but the former child star is excited to announce that she is now on OnlyFans. That's right, the What a Girl Wants star says fans can interact with her for just $50 a month. But hold on, perverts, there is a catch. Bynes says she will not offer any racy content. I know what you're thinking. I already pay OnlyFans thousands of dollars a month to watch attractive women bake cookies and read scripture. Good luck, Amanda. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny and a high in the mid-50s for Saturday. Increasing clouds Sunday, showers developing, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Showers continue Sunday night and linger on into Monday morning. Right now it's 53.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Laura Bird is back. The author and tireless bookstore promoter helps mark Independent Bookstore Day with ways you can support a local business.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabe, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back. All right. another fun Friday here at Night Light. Great to have you with me. I am Peach Wabba. We are in our last, it's the fourth quarter, ladies and gentlemen, of a long week and a great show because it's a bar band Friday night. And that can only mean one thing. Our pal, Terry Barr, brings new music and killer conversation. How are you, Terry?
Hello, Peach Wabba. How are you?
Doing
I'm good.
Great.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to hear that. I'm excited to have you here. And was it just last week? No, 2 weeks ago we were in Madison Live. You were in the studio with
two
me.
2 weeks yeah. ago already. Yeah.
Time flies. Okay. So
you're
how
coming
are
back
you?
Soon.
Yes, next week I'll be there. Are we going to be able to line something up, do you think?
Oh, I think I can.
Oh, I know you. You're like, you got all the sweet hookups. You know, every person who plays an instrument in Wisconsin.
I would say you do pretty all right yourself, young
yeah,
man.
Thanks to you when it comes to music, certainly. Hey, speaking of music, do you have a favorite sports-related song?
Wow. You know, it's probably the typical that other people would say, the jump around.
Yeah.
You know what comes to mind, though, and I was thinking about this the other day with the stories I'm working on for the NFL draft. I remember when the Packers were going to go to the Super Bowl in the 90s and standing on the field, because I worked for the Fox station in Green Bay at that time. I think, is it the Natalie Merchant song, These Are the Days?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember
great song.
That song?
Yeah.
That song was blasting in Lambeau Field. And I locked eyes with none other than Reggie White.
Oh, wow.
And he was just bouncing his head to the song. And that's one of those, I just think about him and that song as a beautiful sports moment.
Oh,
I don't know if it's the music, but just
that's
a really
a great
cool moment
story.
In time.
Yeah. You know what that reminds me of is when what I love about Jump Around that you just mentioned is when the other team yeah. on the sidelines, they're doing it too. Like all the players are doing it.
I know.
Opposing team loves being at Camp Randall. They're doing it. Those moments in sports are just great. And that moment you just shared, especially with Reggie White, who just by all accounts was such a great guy. Great sports moment. So
thank you. Asking. Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
I do. Mine is Eye in the Sky. When I was in my 20s doing stand-up in Chicago, I was part of a Chicago Bulls season ticket pack. I got like six games a year with a bunch of guys, you know, and we would
nice.
See, they would introduce Michael Jordan and they'd play Eye in the Sky by Alan Parsons Project with this spine-tingling music. It was incredible. That's mine. And then Jump Around is a close second, I will say. And then Bridget on the text line from the 818 just said, when I forgot about Eye of the Tiger. That's a big sports song, too.
Yeah,
with Survivor. So,
yes, I forgot about that one, too. But, when that comes on, you know everybody's going to be moving around and, grooving to it.
Trying to get in shape. Yeah. And Conrad's is, Conrad's is Jump in the Crowd.
What?
What?
He just wants to bang on the drum all day. He has another Packer
related
song.
Oh, there
you
go.
So you got that. You got Go Pack Go. You got your, I would not have equated Natalie Merchant, or that's a great song, but I wouldn't have equated it with sports. But it was like the soundtrack to a great moment you had, and I think that's spectacular.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and it was the buildup that season. They were playing so well. They made it all the way through the playoffs, and that was the last playoff game, and they're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And someone had that brilliant idea to play that song over the loudspeaker, and it just hit at the right moment.
That's perfect. All right, so Bar Band Friday night. Shall we dive right in? You got a big show coming up tomorrow, too. I love that both your songs you sent, you're going to also talk about tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio.
Yes, we are.
So that's pretty
cool. It's going to be a jam-packed show, and I'm really looking forward to it. We're starting to get back to some normalcy. Rocker's feeling good. You know, for people who didn't know, he had a heart attack in January. But he's starting to rock it again. So it's good
to see. That's fantastic. He was great. Yeah. When he was on the show a couple of weeks ago, Conrad and I were talking about, he just sounds like his old self, you know, and he was a lot of fun to talk to.
Yeah, I agree. It's great to see. Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of a cool band. Should we start with PTO?
Sure, let's do
Power Takeoff? Okay, so tell us all about Power Takeoff.
This is a new band, but a very seasoned band. Basically, everyone in this band has been in another project that has done really well. The lead singer, Scotty Tice, if you ever have heard of the Weisenheimers, hot, hot band out of Wisconsin.
I love that name.
In the 80s, 90s.
Okay.
Very popular. They couldn't hold it together, though, which is, you know, always that disappointment. Oh, they're breaking up. Are you kidding? Boo. Right. Well, he is the singer and his son is on drums. And then we've got another young man, a son of a guitar player from another band is in this band. And then you've got two other young guys who also have family that are musicians in other big bands. So it's almost one of these... all from different bands, from different families that have music connections. And now they've come together to almost form this little super group.
Wow. It's like the Wisconsin version of the Traveling Wilburys, right? Or something
yeah.
like that.
Oh, gosh. I love those guys. That's so great. But you're right. This really is the song that you're going to hear is their first original new release. And this song already hit number 29 on this chart called the Secondary Market Rock Chart.
Okay.
And I guess to put it into perspective, Linkin Park, the band, has some new music out as well. One of Linkin Park's songs is at number 24.
Oh, wow.
So this band's song is quickly crawling up, and who knows what's going to happen.
All right. Well, why don't we... The song is called Do You Wanna. It's Power Takeoff, and they can be heard tomorrow. Are they going to play? You said they're on
they
at 8 o'clock.
Going are they going to play? Okay. They're going to be with us from 8 until 9 o'clock. So they will be live in the studio. They're going to be jamming. And we hope you will join us to have all the fun with us.
Here is a little sample of what you can hear tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio at 8 o'clock. It's Power Takeoff and Do You Wanna? Just straight up rock.
It is. And it's catchy, isn't it? You can see why it might make it on the charts to radio play, because you want to sing along to it once you know all the words.
It's like I listened to it a couple times on the way down today, and I love at the end when he says, "Go out tonight with me." Like they go up. It's just great energy. And that's for those of you listening that didn't hear Terry before, that's father, son, Scotty and Aiden, right? And it says on their website, father and son, loud and proud, bringing the noise one stage at a time. I love that.
There you go. Yeah. Boy, and they're living up to it, which is awesome.
So fun. So tell us, where do they tour? Are they just primarily, it looks like they spent a lot of time in Nashville, but are they kind of touring around Wisconsin a lot too?
They are planning to this summer. One of the first big shows that they're going to do is at Broadfest. That's the big Memorial Day weekend music and broad festival in Madison.
Okay.
They are playing Friday, May 23rd, and they are going to be one of the openers for Ace Frehley, original guitar player from Kiss.
That's your guy.
He's playing at Broadfest. So this is going to be quite the night, that Friday night of Broadfest in Madison.
That's so fun. Terry Barr is here, folks. It's a bar band Friday night. Tune in tomorrow night to her show, Max Inc. Radio, where you can hear what we just heard at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. There's an interview with they're on the website. It says PTO. Do they go by that or Power Takeoff? What are they? Do they prefer one or the other?
You know, I think it's the PTO.
Okay.
Yeah. You say Power Takeoff and then you say PTO. PTO just sticks too.
Yeah.
Kind of like the words in that song.
Well, so, and when I was Googling them, I put in Power Takeoff and all this like Hemi stuff came up for engines. And I'm like, no, I don't think that's. All right. So catch them tomorrow night with Terry Barr and Rocker on Max Inc. Radio. And now tell us about Doozy. This is fun.
This is really fun. This is a rocker find, my co-host with Max Inc. Radio. And he's been searching for this band for a couple of weeks, knowing the NFL draft is just 6 days away. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Doozy went to the Packers and then ended up going to the NFL saying, "We want to write a song for the NFL draft." And everybody gave them thumbs up. So we were able to get our hands on just a little piece of it that we can listen to with you, Pete.
Yeah.
They are going to be at the NFL draft and we'll play this song live for the very first time this next Friday night. How exciting for them and for us and for everyone. They're a Wisconsin band. They're from right outside of Milwaukee. And they've been together for 20 years. So they're not just a little fly-by-night kind of thing. They know what they're doing.
So you said Rocker was looking for them. Why were they so hard to find? Like, if they're a Wisconsin band, are they just kind of living in anonymity and now they've got a breakout cool thing?
I'll be honest, I didn't hear of them until getting this song to share with you. So I sort of had to look up some info, even though they've been together for 20 years, you know, they all have their own, you know, family things and job things. So it's not like they're playing out constantly or touring or things like that. But I love that they got together and said, this NFL draft thing is happening in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We're a Wisconsin band. Somebody should write the official NFL draft song. And I just think you have to really hand it to them for going after it and making it happen. When found out about this, the trouble he was having was, first of all, finding the band, and second of all, finding the song. So he has now been in touch with them. We are going to interview them tomorrow night to get the whole story.
Wow.
And find out. Yeah. I want every step.
That's
I want to know
great
every
show,
step of the way how this happened.
Absolutely. It's a packed show tomorrow night on Max Inc. And when we come back, folks, after a very short break, you're going to get a preview of the official NFL draft song. And it's happening here in Green Bay next week. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on a Bar Band Friday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Given the concerns about tariffs, inflation, and the economy, we may see some instability in the financial markets. As an investor, how can you cope? Your best strategy can be summed up in one word: diversification. It can't guarantee profits or prevent all losses, but it can help you manage risk and market fluctuations. Here's why. Different types of financial assets can move in different directions at any given time, so stocks may be up while bonds are down, or vice versa. If you owned both of these types of assets, and others besides, your portfolio would likely fare better than if you only owned one type of asset, and that asset was affected by a market downturn. How you diversify your portfolio will depend on your own risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial goals. But however you do it, diversification should always be a driving force behind your investment strategy.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact him at 715-421-0958.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
It is a Bar Band Friday night. Max Inc. radio co-host Terry Barr is here, as she always is on Friday at this time, bringing us new music and just a whole lot of fun. Terry, you bring your own fun. That's why I love having you on the show.
Well, we have to bring our own fun, right?
Otherwise, absolutely.
Sometimes things just aren't fun.
I could not agree more. Dave on the stream says, this is out there, but The Climb by Miley Cyrus. I saw an inspirational video about Jordan with that song playing in the background. I don't know that song. Do you know that song, Terry? Climb?
I don't, but now I want to listen to it.
Actually, that song, it was like a Disney Channel song, because Miley Cyrus was a big part of Disney Channel.
She had
her own movie, and that was like the big song of that time, was her song, The Climb.
Nice.
I didn't know it was associated with sports, though. I had never heard it in sports yet.
Yeah. I don't know that one either. Good one, Dave. Thank you. All right, Terry. So we've got Doozy. I kind of teased this before we went to the break. This is called Last One Standing. This is the official song of the NFL draft, correct? All right.
Yes, and they wrote it with the idea of overcoming obstacles, similar to what the players will be waiting for when they have their name called.
Yeah,
during
no kidding. The big moment for sure. Well, this is great. We've got a small sample. It's about a minute long, and then if you want to hear the whole song, you'll have to watch the draft, and Doozy will perform it. But right now, here's the official NFL draft song, Last One Standing, a small sample.
Mountaintop, stamp my flag in the frozen tundra. I ain't ever gonna stop. Fast as lightning and I'm strong as thunder. Doesn't matter what they say, I'm gonna do it anyway. It doesn't matter if it's dumb, I'm gonna march to the beat of my own drum. I'm gonna be the last one standing. I'm gonna be the last one standing. Standing.
That's why they call it a tease. You kind of get into it and then they just, that's all we get right now. But that's fun. That's a good song.
Isn't it? Yeah. I mean, it's a sports song, kind of great. As the theme of your evening with
absolutely.
Songs. Yeah, it totally works. Listening to the words, I get it. I totally hear the NFL draft thing. Yep.
I love it. That's going to be fun. Are you going to be anywhere near Green Bay for the draft? Or
I want to be badly. I love the Green Bay area. Worked there a long time. Family's still there. And I think this is such an outstanding opportunity to be part of something that's going to be maybe a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
It's interesting because I think it's fun, too. But they also said maybe you should come down and do the show for Madison because I might not be able to park out here. You know, I mean, it's going to be that crazy.
Is that why they're having you in Madison? Yeah. No.
And I don't ever have a problem going to Madison. I like it, even if I'm out in the burbs. It's just fun to be in Madison.
Oh, my gosh. But, so I could be in Green Bay and you'll be in Madison.
Yes.
So we'll switch it up.
We may have to swap roles. Well, I'm holding a spot next Friday night. If you think of someone you could have on or that we could pre-record or whatever, I think that would be a blast. But no pressure whatsoever.
Oh, I'll work on it. Don't you worry.
Fantastic. Yeah. And did you know, before we let you go, Mike Clemens, this is kind of what inspired the sports song tonight. Question. He wrote the Pack Arena. Remember that?
Oh.
You were talking about the 90s. Mike wrote the Pack Arena, and Jane Matinere was a performer on it.
How crazy
is that?
I did not know that.
It's a terrible song. I'm kidding. It's a lot of fun. No, Mike was on last night. We played it, right, Con? You had a couple. Let's give Terry a couple seconds of Pack Arena.
Ooh.
1 second.
Maybe 4 seconds. Oh, he's got to find it. But it's great. If you get a chance to listen to it, it's so fun. It's like to the Macarena music, and they just had so much fun with it, and it's great. So it was fun.
I
didn't know
it.
Mike was a songwriter, too. So maybe you have him on Max Inc.
That would be perfect now that you've said that. Yeah. Ooh.
Now I've made things awkward.
That's the idea.
You have Mike and Jane, and they'll sing it. Thank you, as always, my friend. We will talk next week.
Oh, and you guys, too, and all your listeners. Have a great weekend.
You too, Terry. Thanks so much. Have a great night. That's Terry Barr. Check out Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night, folks. You just got a great sample of what they have coming up. Power Takeoff, PTO, and Doozy with the NFL draft song. Official draft song. I didn't know they had an official draft song.
I really liked that riff.
Yeah, oh, yeah, me too.
That was great.
Do you think, did he kind of sound like R&B or rapper? Like, it was sort of had a rap style?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty sweet. So check out Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night from 6 to midnight. Power Takeoff will be on at 8 o'clock. We got to have Lisa Hale on again. Don't forget to check out New Wisco Weekend, folks, this weekend. Lisa does such a great job. And everybody who contributes to that song, that great Northeast Wisconsin magazine show that Lisa does such a great job hosting. I have a classic movie pick on there. Brittany Merlot contributes. Todd Michaels, Terry Barr, Amanda Nimmer, Conrad Krieger. The kid Conrad Krieger. Has anyone called you that? The kid Conrad Krieger?
No.
You sound like you're like a shoeshine guy in a mob movie. Get the kid Conrad Krieger over here. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Lots of fun tonight. Folks, who do we have Monday, Conrad? I didn't even tease Monday's show. What are we looking at?
Before we leave, I just want to end with we got a text. I don't know if you saw.
I did not.
Yes.
Who is it?
So we got Carol in Madison. She said, best song in sports is Chelsea Dagger, Fight Me.
I don't think I know that song.
I don't
I'm going to listen to that on the way home.
Yeah.
Carol, thanks for getting in under the wire. Monday, Kirsten Larson from the Milwaukee Film Festival. She'll give us a review at 6:35, and our pal Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison at 7:20. That's Monday. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to Terry Barr, Emerson Lehman, and on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation. I hope you join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes! It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. Covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen is back from El Salvador, where he met with a man who was mistakenly deported there. WTOP Scott Gelman with details.
Here at Dulles Airport, Senator Chris Van Hollen says his meeting with Kilmer Abrego Garcia lasted about an hour.
Well, I think the reason they relented is pretty clear. They were feeling the pressure.
He's been transferred out of the notorious CECOT prison, but is upset because he said he hasn't committed any crimes.
He said that thinking of you, members of his family, is what gave him the strength to persevere, to keep going day to day, even under these awful circumstances.
Scott Gelman for CBS News, Washington.
Hundreds showed up for a vigil today at Florida State University as authorities work to figure out what led to a deadly mass shooting on the campus yesterday. Two people were killed and six others injured.